car, and I think it was just a perfect race. I don't really know how to describe it. I just had a great car underneath me. I had a plan, I executed it. It was fantastic. So.
It was interesting to me watching on TV. I mean, you said yesterday the precision was the key to this place, and they spent a lot of time showing you, obviously, and I don't believe I saw a bobble or a wheel put wrong or anything. Was that as good a drive as you've had?
Yeah, it was. I didn't make many mistakes. I just tried to. I knew from the outset, really, that obviously qualifying round here, you had to sort of put it all on the line a little bit more, but in the race, just looking after the front tyres, looking after the rear tyres. Like I said yesterday, this place is just about precision, it's about hitting your marks, and because of the amount of crown and elevation and all of the different bumps and stuff, if you get like 1 foot off where you need to be, it completely changes the balance of the car, and it's just 1 foot, like a different part of the track can affect the car completely. So I was just concentrating on hitting my marks and looking after the tyres. And the big thing was we had a great balance in the car, so we weren't working the fronts too hard and we weren't working our rears too hard, which is the key really to tyre management, and we were just able to do fast laps from lap one right through to the end. So it was a great race.
Good. Forecast calls for 90% thunderstorms tomorrow. Are you ready for that?
I don't think anybody will be ready for that, but hopefully we'll be more ready than everybody else, so we'll just have to see.
He was leading on dries in Edmonton until his teammate took him out, so...
that was a crazy race. Again, like the rain is, again, it's one of those, you have to be extremely precise, and if it'll be a slight lottery because nobody's running the rain, but it'll also come down to who can find the grip the quickest and who can get the car dialed in. It's going to be a little bit of guesswork and a little bit of calculated guesswork prior to the race, and then on the track it's going to be finding the grip and staying out of trouble, because imagine a couple of locked up brakes in the wet around there and you'll be sitting in the wall, so it's going to be interesting if it's wet.
Thank you.